This is Kate Saffin for Fringe Review, talking to Jack Revell and Nikki Hill from Nottingham New Theatre about two pieces they have on here at the Edinburgh Fringe 2015, Open and Check Please, both at Zoo on the Pleasance. So just to start with, tell me a bit about each of the shows. So we'll start with Jack and Open.
Okay, so Open is, we're pitching it as 50 minutes down the takeaway on election night, and we've gone throughout the UK and we've gathered stories from people who have just stopped on the street and said to them, what are British values? What does it mean to be British? And we've taken sort of their, we've looked for sort of narratives and little stories that they can give us about, you know, what they think captures British identity, and we've put those sort of directly on stage and we've set it in a takeaway, so you've got the device of people coming in and out and sort of giving their story and then just going off into the night to sort of capture that idea of people passing through and the disparity between all of these people's different opinions and different ideas there, and just sort of going off and just passing through.
Okay, well, we'll come back to the process of a bit more process of how you made it in a minute. But tell me a bit about Check Please, Nikki.
So Check Please is an open look at what depression feels like from the inside. So Ivy, the main character, takes the audience inside of her mind and says, I want you to experience what my life is like for me. She sort of takes them through where she works, conversations that she has, relationships that she has, and she kind of explains what they feel like to her having suffered with mental illness. So the audience get a sense of both seeing these conversations from an outside perspective and seeing maybe how mundane they could be, but also from her perspective, seeing how even little remarks, little comments, how they can make a difference, how her relationships with people are affected by her mental illness, by things that everyday activities that maybe you don't necessarily think about because you can't see the effects of it in everyday life, how they are impacted by her depression.
Now, I know that the two pieces are structured differently. So if we just come back to Open for a moment, you said a little bit about the process and how that looks, and then we'll do the same looking at Check Please.
Yeah, so the process really started from work that I was helping someone do with their PhD about how connected they feel to their community. So I sort of went out and did some research with them and stopped people on the street just saying, how connected and engaged you feel with your community. And I really was kind of struck by how much people had to say about their community in the UK and how disconnected that everyone sort of felt to each other. Everyone sort of had a lot to say, but they weren't really sure how to express it, or, you know, everyone wanted to change things about the UK or change things about the way that society worked. And I really wanted to sort of capture just the amount of stuff there is out there that people that want to change and how people feel about their country. So we just basically did that. We then got a cast together and we pitched the idea of having it down a takeaway on election night, and we just went out and saw people in Manchester and Nottingham and London and all over, really, and took their recordings and took their ideas, and then we collected them all and thought, well, what's sort of interesting about these, and how do these all link together? And there are sort of threads of interaction that each sort of different interview has with each other. So we've tried to sort of link that all together in a long piece.
Okay. And Check Please, how did that all come together?
Well, the script started when I found an old diary that I kept when I was sort of 18, when I was suffering with depression kind of the most. And I looked at that and I went through all the kind of passages that I'd written, and it was the things that I wished at the time I could explain to people, and I just didn't have the words. So I looked at that and I kind of created a character who felt these things and created her sort of her life, the friends that she had. And then we got a cast together, and me and Maddie, who plays Ivy, we went through my diary and we looked at the sort of the linguistic structures of what it was that I was writing, the format that it was in, what the handwriting looked like, and how that depended on maybe the emotions that I was feeling at the time. I went through and I kind of sort of read it to her, and, you know, this was how I said it in my head, the kind of inflection that it had, and she went away and we kind of built a character that was sort of based in fact, but then sort of created this fictional character around that, and then the other actors came in with their inputs and kind of made her relationships and her sort of events and things.
So I'm just interested in what other sources of information about depression you used, but also in terms of what you've just said about the devising process with the other actors.
Well, the other sort of sources of information we used, we kind of did a bunch of research about the symptoms of depression, so things like phantom pain that people can feel, all the sort of biological aspects that kind of go on in the brain, the way that sort of like the chemical imbalances and things like that. And then with the devising process, me and Maddie kind of, we wanted it to be something personal, but we didn't want it to be my life, because that's not what it is. It is a fictional story. So it was kind of creating that balance between a fictional character but with real feelings. So we mainly kind of used, we sort of collated that research and my diary together and sort of tried to help Maddie think about what it would be like to actually have depression, and kind of use those as resources rather than sort of exact sort of facts. And I think having, because the monologues are taken directly from the diary, like they haven't been, none of the words have been changed at all, so those are verbatim, but all the conversations that she has are fictional, so it was then taking the feelings that we felt in that and then directly sort of transposing them into fictional dialogue that we found quite interesting.
Coming back to Open, you were working much more with talking to, in effect, strangers, people who are contributing. How did you manage the ethical side of that in terms of telling people what you were doing and what you were going to do with the material?
A lot of people were just sort of happy to talk to us. I mean, we told them we were going to use these words in a play and in a piece of theatre, and they were interested, but they just seemed to sort of, it was a bit of a throwaway thing. I mean, people don't really like being stopped on the street and, you know, harassed, which is essentially what we were doing. they were very happy to talk to us, and they said, yeah, just take those words and use them however you want. And we didn't want to give any. The thing with verbatim theatre is that you can really just put sort of truth on stage, and this is things just directly from real life. And we didn't really want to give any kind of slant to the way that people have been speaking and telling us. So you've got people talking about how they think there's too many black people in the country, and they're giving quite strong opinions about racism and things that you might think are, you know, kind of hidden away or whatever, but people were very open about saying, you know, they don't like black people and they don't want them in the country, straight to us on the street. And but we didn't want to come away from that and say, like, oh, look how horrible the British public are. We really wanted to just show, like, these ideas are out there and what do you think about them. So we haven't changed anything, we've just put it straight on stage, and we like to put sort of a balance, so you get one couple talking about immigration and how they don't like it, and then you get another person who's from Sri Lanka who said, I feel very welcome here and I really like the British public because they're so friendly and welcoming. So we didn't want to change anything about that or give any kind of way of looking at it. We kind of wanted people to be able to agree almost with everything just because it's coming from a real perspective. So there's no sort of narrative that points you in one direction of how to look at these. We think we've got a pretty good balance with how those opinions are put together.
Okay, well, the one question that I think comes up often when people talk about verbatim theatre is how you make it theatre, how you make it dramatic.
Mm.
So what kind of things went on there to create something that has a dramatic feel to it?
I mean, I'm pretty strongly of the belief. I read a lot of Richard Schechner and his idea that performance is behaviour heightened and publicly displayed. Kind of really, I agree with that very strongly. And his idea of performance being everything, like when you get on a bus, there's a script that you follow. You pay for your bus ticket and that kind of stuff. So in that sense, we kind of thought, well, if people are watching it, then it is theatre. But obviously, you want it to be entertaining. You don't just want to stick, you know, boring conversation on stage. So we then added the device of being set in a takeaway, because we thought, well, where's a place where people are coming in and out of all the time? And it's kind of it's almost something that I don't know, universally connects everyone. I mean, everyone sort of has, you know, everyone knows what a takeaway is like. Everyone's been into a takeaway. Mm. People go in chip shops, and you have, you know, old people and young people and poor people and rich people all going into this one place. And so we thought that it would be a good way to sort of connect all of those people. So setting it in a takeaway, I think, is one way that we've kind of made it theatre in a sense. And then putting it on on election night, sort of the context of the country changing and people having an opinion and people, you know, giving a reason why they would be saying these things and why people feel strongly about them. I think in that sense, we've put a theatrical context on something which is just sort of real.
Mm. Okay, well, thank you. Now, Nikki, is there anything else you'd like to add about Czech Please?
I think with ours was slightly different to Open because we used our verbatim pieces almost as like a starting off point to then create something of fiction. So we kind of used them to inspire the dramatics and to kind of make sure that the arc of our story was true, that it wasn't something constructed, that it wasn't something that's kind of what we think mental health looks like. It is what, to Ivy and to myself, what it did look like for us. So I think, yeah, I definitely agree with that idea of performance just being everyday life just slightly heightened, because that is very much what the show is. It is it's an inside look into what she feels like. So it is essentially you watching her life in a slightly more heightened way, you having that extra perspective.
Okay, thank you very much, both of you. Thank you very much, both of you. I'm just checking that it is 11:40 daily.
11
if you are listening to this in Edinburgh, it's
11 a.m.
I was there yesterday. And it's at Zoo on the Pleasance, and the two pieces are on alternate days, with I think Czech Please on odd days and even on Open on even days. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.